And our next article from USA Today is Trump's pardons can be seen as political, critics concerned he will protect campaign circle. This is written by Gregory Corti from Washington. In granting his fifth pardon Thursday, President Trump showed he will use his clemency power to correct what he perceives as unjust politically motivated prosecutions. On an Air Force One flight to Houston, Trump pardoned conservative commentator Dinesh D'Souza for making illegal campaign contributions, then said he was considering presidential clemency for former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich and lifestyle guru Martha Stewart. The White House characterized each of those cases as righting a wrong and correcting an injustice. That's a power outlined by the Constitution, one in which he understands the gravity, Deputy Spokesman Hogan Gidley said. Trump's pardon talk comes amid federal investigations into his own campaign and inner circle, including an inquiry into whether his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, violated the law when he illegally paid off an adult film star who said she had a relationship with Trump. The president's ad hoc use of the pardon power is concerning enough, said Senator Mark Warner from Virginia, vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee. But the possibility that he may also be sending a message to witnesses in a criminal investigation into his campaign is extremely dangerous. Trump's use of the pardon power to help political allies is hardly unprecedented. But previous presidents granted most of their controversial pardons in their last months or even in their last hours in office. Trump has done so early in his presidency and in an extraordinarily public way. Trump announced the D'Souza pardon Thursday on Twitter as he headed to Texas on Air Force One. During the flight, he said, like Blagojevich's attempt to sell Barack Obama's former Senate seat after Obama became president was a stupid thing to say, but not worth 18 years in prison. Blagojevich, a Democrat, appeared on Trump's reality show Celebrity Apprentice in 2010. Trump said a pardon of Stewart also crossed his mind. Stewart, the head of a publishing and television empire who hosted a spinoff of The Apprentice, was convicted of obstructing justice in an investigation into insider trading in 2004. I think to a certain extent, Martha Stewart was harshly and unfairly treated, and she used to be my biggest fan in the world before I became a politician, Trump said. But that's okay. I don't view it that way. D'Souza pleaded guilty to making straw donations in the names of others to support the candidacy of Republican New York Senate candidate Wendy Long, who lost to Senator Kirsten Gillibrand in 2012. Those straw donations and now allowed him to give $20,000 in illegal contributions to the campaign, exceeding the $5,000 legal limit. Trump's attorney may also face federal charges of exceeding campaign contribution limits and failing to disclose a $130,000 payoff to Stormy Daniels, an adult film star who claimed she had an extramarital relationship with Trump in 2006. Trump denied there was an affair. Rick Hansen, a University of California, Irvine law professor who specializes in election law, said the pardon sends yet another signal to Michael Cohen and others about the possibility of a Trump pardon. 16 months into his presidency, Trump has pardoned more people than any other president since George H.W. Bush in 1989. His pardons include former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, pardoned for contempt of court, and former Bush White House aide Scooter Libby for lying to the FBI in a leak investigation. Trump also pardoned Christian Saucier, a former Navy submariner whose conviction for mishandling classified information became a conservative cause because of its comparisons to Democratic Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. Last week, Trump gave a rare posthumous pardon to Jack Johnson, the former heavyweight boxing champion convicted in 1930 of racially motivated charges related to his relationship with a white woman. Like all of those recipients, D'Souza did not apply for a pardon with Office of the Pardon Attorney, the Justice Department unit that conducts investigations of pardon cases and sends recommendations to the president. Under Justice Department rules, D'Souza would be ineligible for the application process because he's on probation. Likewise, neither Blagojevich nor Stewart has applied for clemency. The president's constitutional authority to pardon is not bound by those rules, so Trump has granted politically charged pardons, though he denied 180 applications from people who applied through the Justice Department. The pardon power itself is incredibly broad, but what informs the use of that power is where the critical question is, said Andrew Wright, a Savannah Law School professor who handled the pardon cases in the White House counsel's office under Obama. He reviews it as an extension of his situational politics, he said. The coin of the realm in the Trump administration is flattery and aggressive defense of him on cable television. And if you're willing to do that, you will get a different set of laws applicable to you. And that was, Trump's pardons can be seen as political. Critics concerned he will protect campaign circle.